أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're continuing with our Did You Knows about the Quran. Today we will look at the 17 chapters of the Quran that begin with oaths, where Allah swears by various aspects of creation. Now, normally, when somebody swears or takes an oath, it's used to convince the listener about the truthfulness and or importance about what one is saying. But in this case, the one taking the oath is divinity himself, who is truth itself. Therefore, the oath is making a focus on the subject that it is swearing by, and it's following ayat. See, historically, the Arabs used to swear on random objects to draw the attention of people. We've put these in Quran City, we've put them in Qasam place, and plural is Aqsam. So, in essence, the object of the oath becomes a proof of the subject. I'll repeat that again. The object of the oath becomes a proof of the subject. Quran takes the subject of the oath and then uses it as a prelude to the topic. Let me give you an example. Let's look at Surah Al-Waqiyah. So if we look at Surah number 56, and we look at Ayah 75. And here Allah says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. I swear by the placement of the stars. You see, stars were used for guiding and navigation purposes at night. That was how you knew where to go in the darkness. And then Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمُ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. This is surely a great oath, if only you knew. So what does he talk about? Straight after, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. Indeed, this is an honored Qur'an. So the oath was there to appreciate the awesomeness of the guidance of the Quran. And if you look at each of the oaths that we have in the Quran, this follows the same pattern. Absolutely phenomenal. So I hope that will encourage you to look at these and to understand what oaths actually mean. From tomorrow, I'd like to start with what we started in Ramadan in marking our Qur'ans with an ayah from each juz. But this time, we will do journaling the Qur'an with various different ayah that inshallah will help us along our way in making the Qur'an part of our everyday life. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.